Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen, we stuff this podcast with ads like Jonathan Sullivan used to stuff his face with hot dogs during the pregame for Saints games. If you don't like the ads, sign up and become a patron today. Patrons get access to this podcast ad-free. No ads ever. And they get the Booze Bundle welcome box, 4 swag items, amazing, and a Saints player card, and you get access to the Discord channel. Why wouldn't you do it? It's 10 bucks. You're practically making money. So do it today. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up to become a patron. That's saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
Welcome in, everybody, to another edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. It's a Wednesday. We're going to recap training camp day 8. Find us wherever you get your podcast, Saints Happy Hour podcast. Give us 5 stars. If you don't give us 5 stars, don't give us anything at all. We are the number 3 rated podcast in Malta. Andrew,
yeah, that's great. Now play the breaking news siren. Do it. Play it now. Play it, Ralph. Oh, goodness.
Oh,
Keith Washington.
Here we
go. Undrafted rookie. He was in last place. It looked like he was dead to rights. He was missing practice. When he was in practice, he was getting roasted. But lo and behold, Ralph, lo and behold,
here we go.
2 picks today. 3rd day in a row, he's had a pick at practice. Jameis Winston can't complete a pass on him. It's your undrafted rookie, my adopted son, Keith Washington. We're running it back-to-back, baby. He's making the team. You're not hearing anything about Malcolm Roach, Dave's adopted son. The only good thing that's happened to him, we'll get to that in a minute, is that Dalton went out with an injury. He's out for the year today. Kevin, he's had like – Tony Jones, the running back, has had like 1 play for Kevin. Otherwise, it's been pretty quiet. And your adopted son, the only stuff I hear about Throckmorton is basically terrible. Dare I say, Ralph, dare I submit that my adopted son, Keith Washington, is now, henceforth, in the pole position.
Oh, my God. Are you going to get Dave to make you a T-shirt back-to-back?
Run it. We're running it back, baby. Back to back.
Well, we'll start there. They asked Janoris Jenkin about your UDFA son, Keith Washington, and he had some nice things to say.
Every day he's getting better. He's learning. He's taking coaching. He's making strides. And like we always say, man, we only as weak as the weakest link. And can't nobody be weak in the secondary. He understands that. And he's been working, learning the plays, out there making plays. Good talent.
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, Janoris, the saying is you're only as strong as your weakest link, not weak as your weakest link. But, it's great to hear. I mean, to temper my own excitement a little bit, I would say that it sounds like the entire secondary, and especially the veterans, P.J. Williams, Patrick Robinson,
rolled
C.D.
today.
Deuce. Yeah, they're all looking great, too.
The weather, the wind, and the Saints defense kicked Jameis in the balls today.
Yeah, I feel like there's a rising tide raising
Tamis
all ships right now going on in the Saints secondary. But that being said, it still comes down to special teams for a guy like Keith Washington. It's great that he's getting picks. It's great that he's showing up. And he's got the size. He's got the physical attributes at 6'1". But you want to see some positives on special teams. So that's still one thing I want to keep an eye out for. And, you know, maybe it's that he's on the practice squad and eventually gets elevated if there's an injury. But the secondary for the Saints is looking mighty deep right now.
Yeah. Well, Sean Payton talked about today the weather elements and that sort of thing, but he wasn't too pleased that the defense keeps kicking the offense's ass.
I didn't think particularly much of how we practiced offensively from the very beginning throughout the course of practice, and we're going to have to clean up a lot of those things. Defensively, I thought we did a number of things well.
Yeah, short and sweet, but the defense is...
That's kind of been the story of camp, though. That's not just today, you know, and look... Earlier in this in training camp, the offensive line had been really struggling. Breece couldn't even get a pass off. Now, Breece had the day off today, and in other days, most recently, Breece probably had his best practice of camp. I think that was yesterday or 2 days ago. So, 2 days ago. So, you know, that was trending in the right direction, but earlier in camp, the Saints couldn't block anyone up front, and they had no time. And now, ever since he's come back from the birth of his child, it almost feels like Taysom Hill was kind of like inhuman. You know, he was like this bot or like this I don't know. He was like on Mortal Kombat, you know, whatever you call those beings that battle on Mortal Kombat. That was Taysom Hill. But now having a child has turned him human. It's like a soul was injected into him and he's human now.
He's not the Borg anymore.
He can bleed blood. And he's just throwing picks left and right. And I will say this about
Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston is an infection. Wherever he goes, interceptions follow. Maybe it's that. You ever think of that?
Look, my thing about Jameis is I'm still hopeful he'll be a good player. But this goes to all of you that thought that freaking LASIK eye surgery was just going to fix everything, or that a vegan diet was going to transform his life, or that being around Sean Payton and Drew Brees for 10 practices was going to do something significant. Jameis Winston is still Jameis Winston. And for all of you that are always complaining about Drew Brees or Teddy Bridgewater not chucking it down the field, there's a reason why Drew Brees takes what is given. And when you look at his quarterback rating, and it's best in the league almost every year, it's because he's efficient with the football. So, yes, maybe he doesn't make those sexy throws that make you salivate, you know, when Jameis Winston makes those big-time throws. And he, make no mistake, he has the arm talent that maybe Sean Payton has never seen in New Orleans, you know, and that's just a fact. But along with that arm talent comes a propensity to take bigger risk, to make bad decisions, because you believe you can make every throw. And that has been the reason why Jameis Winston is on a minimum salary as a backup of the New Orleans Saints at this stage of his NFL career. Make no mistake about that. So he's not going to be transformed thanks to LASIK eye surgery in 1 week. He's still Jameis Winston. It's going to take time. My hope is that by the end of the year, he's been in the system long enough that he starts to feel more comfortable and we start to see signs that he can be a very successful quarterback of the future for the Saints. Same with Taysom.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
No, we'll wait and see with all that. But in the here and now, Jameis Winston is a guy that makes a lot of mistakes. He's an interception machine. He takes a lot of chances. He'll make a lot of great-looking plays, too. But he doesn't necessarily play winning football.
Well,
and you saw it at practice today where he was handing out picks like they were candy.
Dave listens to the Daily Podcast even though he's not on it. And you mentioned LASIKs like four times. He is going to be taking notes, and he's going to start the big show on Sunday with – it's probably one of his catchphrases. I got something to say, and he's gonna be mad. His ears are burning somewhere. But you know, listen. The wind is a condition, but I just think we have to start taking this defense that it has the potential to be the best defense of the Sean Payton era. You know, as sports keep coming back, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, betonline.ag. Major League Baseball and the NBA are in full swing, and there are no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to be on. Also, tune in as Floyd Money Mayweather joins the BetOnline team in a new segment called The Ice is Right, where he talks about his expansive jewelry collection. He'll give you the chance to win some great prizes and bet on the cost of his bling. Visit betonline.ag today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the welcome back to sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Sean Payton also talked about the challenge of evaluating offensive line and defensive line, pass rushing and pass blocking, when you're not going to have live reps during the preseason from the games.
In the team settings, because you're not finishing on the quarterback, and yet you get enough one-on-one pass pro work, and you do see how guys are rushing the passer in teams, even though they're not getting a chance to finish. So I think, just as importantly, you know, open field tackling, some of those things that we're going to have to look at in live situations to not only evaluate the defensive player, but also the offensive player. You know, some of these guys, receivers, backs, become a little bit more physical or a little bit better runner after the catch. We've got to be able to see that, and those are just some of the challenges that will be faced to practice rather than, you know, see it in a preseason game.
Hey, it's a challenge, Andrew. And like you mentioned, the Saints had an injury, unfortunately, today. A defensive lineman got injured. What's his name?
Dalton. Jalen Dalton.
Dalton, he got injured. So, look, you got to be good at football, you got to practice football. And you don't have the preseason game reps. I know it doesn't necessarily matter for the starters as much, but you got to give them some work. And to figure out the bottom of this roster – you got to have hard physical practices, and unfortunately, it's going to be Saints players against Saints players, which increases the chances of a Saints player getting hurt to 100%, where in a preseason game, it's 50% because they're only half the team on the field. So it's something to keep in mind and cross your fingers as we wrap up these last couple weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunate about Dalton. You know, it's one of those things where he was having a good camp, by the way. He had flashed a good bit, and he was kind of a guy that maybe felt a little bit like Shy Tuttle did this time last year, where he's a guy whose name you saw coming up enough that you start to wonder, hey, is he one of those long shots that maybe starts the year as a backup and eventually contributes? So that's really too bad for him. You hate to see that. But, you know, I think – well, I know Dave is somewhere saying Malcolm Roach bumps up the depth chart. One guy, you know, that helps Malcolm Roach. But, I mean, I haven't heard Malcolm Roach named once this whole training camp. So I don't know. I don't know about that pick, Dave. But was I going with that?
I mean, well, the thing is with the back to the defense, the thing that's interesting is the secondary, they're all playing well. And I'm telling you, they're like, you know, I don't know if that I still think Patrick Robinson he's probably solidly on the roster, but we'll see.
He can do special teams too.
The thing is, the Saints are going to cut a corner, or that another team's going to claim. Like if the freaking Arizona Cardinals are trying to reunite the 2015 Saints secondary, you know teams are desperate for corners, and they're just going to have a guy. They're going to have there's a chance that the Saints are going to cut a corner that's going to contribute to another team and not be a disaster. And Andrew, that is just a really strange world to live in after watching the Saints be so terrible at corner.
Well, normally I'd agree with you, but this year is so weird in the sense that you can put veterans on the practice squad, you know, and because there's no preseason. I mean, you look at a guy like Keith Washington. Okay, he's a UDFA. He's going to have no preseason tape. It'd be one thing if he was playing in preseason and playing like a beast, you know, and just looked awesome to where the Saints would say, there's no way we can cut that guy because of the preseason he just played. If we cut him, someone's going to pick him up. We can't stash him on the practice squad. So we got to cut Patrick Robinson, let's just say, for example. And at that point, like, he's a goner because, like you said, there might be a team like the Arizona Cardinals that will say, hey, veteran, he's been around the league. Maybe he has a little something left. We're terrible at corner. We'll take him, you know, so and you lose him. But in this case, I think you keep a guy like Patrick Robinson and you can afford to cut Keith Washington because he's put no tape out there. I don't think there's any team like they're not going to put a flyer on putting him on the 53-man roster when he's put no preseason tape out there. And so you cut him even though he's been playing really well in camp maybe. And then you put him on the practice squad. You get to keep both. And then if Keith Washington's the better player, then maybe you elevate him right before kickoff on game day.
Yeah, it's going to be – I just think the Saints roster, you know, we talked about it. It's the best roster in the team history. It's super deep. Like teams are going to be vulturing, and I think you're right. I think I think that other teams are going to be looking for veteran guys the Saints cut because, you know, your whole point of look with COVID, teams are going to be more likely to keep their own guys and that sort of thing in the system. But teams do it all the time, Andrew. You know that teams are going to – there's going to be a team that's going to be hit with offensive line injuries or whatever, and they're going to be like, Cameron Tom for the Saints, he's been there for a while. We need a guy. Let's roll the dice, you know. James, that sort of thing, James. So it's going to happen. You know, the other thing that interests – the other couple of things that interest me today, Sean Payton did talk about Ruiz and McCoy, the traits that they have – that allowed them to be interchangeable.
They're both guys that pick up the scheme pretty quickly. They both have had plenty of experience at center. I think the position that neither of them have had an extended amount of work at is the guard position. And yet they're good foot athletes. So I think the mental part of it is a good start.
So that battle is really interesting, and the shame of it is they don't let people like Nick Underhill, who would normally do it probably, chart break down reps and that sort of thing. So we're really in the dark on it. But you know, Ruiz, he talked to the media, and I've got a funny clip from him in just a second. He's really well spoken, Andrew, and people just rave about. They raved about him in Michigan, and they raved about his talent in Saints camp. That, you know, it's process picking it up, but like everything that they thought about him the day they picked him has been accurate so far. There's no hiccups with him that are bad, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's good. That's good news, at least for starters. But again, the offense needs to get their act in gear here, you know, and I think it starts with the offensive line. I really do. I don't think it's a big deal that James Winston is throwing picks all over the yard because, again, like, Winston is what he is, and I think it's going to take time for him to – it's going to take time for him, I think, to develop into what we want him to be and what the Saints want him to be, and he may never. I think we need to be prepared for the possibility that Jameis will continue to be this inconsistent quarterback for the rest of his career, and it's never going to work out in New Orleans. That is a possibility. But, you know, I think if it does work out, it's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight. So I think we need to be patient with that. The good news is you don't have to throw him into the fire. If all goes well this season, Jameis Winston is not going to play. It's going to be Drew Brees at quarterback with Taysom Hill doing his stuff. So you know, this offense, I mean, if it's just Taysom at playing quarterback and Jameis at quarterback, like, I'm not that worried about it, because that's not what it's going to look like when it's Sunday and games start to matter. But the offensive line playing poorly, like, at some point they need to respond. And I know Pete's not there, and hopefully he gets back sooner than later. But at some point, like, they need to start showing up in practice, because going on for like almost 2 weeks now. And at some point they need to get some wins.
Well, I know people are probably screaming at this podcast, look, Ralph, you need to take into account the weather. You need to take into account that Drew Brees didn't play. You need to take into account that
I
don't take into account shit. All I take into account is they kicked our ass today. That's what I take into account.
See? The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 is a premium electric trimmer that's designed to give you a confidence boost through body image. Their ceramic blade and skin-safe technology are designed to reduce nicks or tugs on your fellows down low. The Lawnmower 3.0 is also waterproof and comes with an LED light, so you can manscape in the shower, in the dark, or in the dark shower, whatever floats your boat. They also just released their Shears 2.0 nail kit, which is the perfect add-on to their Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer. The Shears 2.0 is a luxury four-piece nail kit featuring tempered stainless steel tools, and it includes tipped tweezers, rounded point scissors, fingernail clippers, and a medium grit nail file. The Shears 2.0 nail kit allows you to pluck your eyebrows and trim your nails in style. On their website, you'll find the crop preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, and moisturizer. This will help you tame that summer swamp ass with natural hydrants, antioxidants. You'll also find the crop reviver, a testy toner that's like having cologne that's designed for your balls. We won't judge you if we catch you sniffing yourself. Go to manscaped.com, check out some of these life-changing products. In fact, listeners of this show will get 20% off plus free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code armchair. It's time to grab 2020 by the horns by shaving that front trunk. That's how we are. We are all about accountability on this podcast. And did I want to just come up with a reason to play that soundbite? Yes. But whatever. Like 1 week, whatever. We're going in 2 weeks now of like crappy offense. I need back-to-back days where the offense wins, and you know, just to relax us a little bit. The last soundbite I want to play from Ruiz from today, and it's Ruiz, and he comes off the top rope for Drew Brees, and I laughed.
It's great to work with Drew. You know, he's been playing the game. You know, he's been in the league before I could talk, so he knows a lot. He's giving me a lot of advice. You know, just having somebody in there that just knows what's going on at all times, it's great.
Savage, Andrew. Savage from the rookie.
Yeah, that's it takes a lot of talent to be able to come off really genuine and kind of give a backhanded compliment where it seems like you're being really nice and positive, but you know, there's a thinly veiled shot in there. So you're usually in the league for 3 or 4 years before you develop that kind of, I don't know, just skill set. And so I'm impressed.
You know, savagery from Reed. Savage. I love it though. Clearly, he's intelligent enough to take the shiv to a future Hall of Famer and Saints icon Drew Brees within 5 seconds of a soundbite. So I liked it. You know, we didn't get sound from Tre'Quan Smith, but he again had a decent day. And you know, we've talked about it. Look, he's really locked in on that third receiver spot for now. Which, you know, they still got some more practice to go. They're gonna scrimmage in the dome. Sean Payton had said, I wonder, like, they probably won't, but man, could the Saints social media, could they give us live play-by-play? Like that scrimmage, it would be great if they would give it just give us a taste of it live instead of this. Hey,
does the media have access to that, or they don't?
I would think they would. The thing is, that's crazy with the Saints. Most teams are only letting in like two or three media people. because you got to test the media people, right, for the Rona, and the teams have to pay for the test. So most teams have like 2-3 guys, and one of the guys is like their in-house person. So they're really only letting in like maybe 1-2 outside media people. The Saints are letting in 10. Like they and they're testing, paying for the test themselves. So I mean, let's give props to Gale. Like they don't have if they didn't do that, like there wouldn't be an uproar necessarily, because it's not like we'd see it and we'd get the sound from Peyton and the rest of the media would just cover the practice like we cover it, right? And there wouldn't be an outcry. But it's nice. I do appreciate that the Saints are like, hey, we're gonna let in 8-10 media guys, and we're gonna pay for the testing. I think that's just another level to Gale being first class all the way.
Yeah, exactly. I think Gale Benson is a rare breed, honestly, man. And I think there's been a lot of instances where she's done certain things and it just makes you proud that she's an owner. I mean, my God, man, you see the news right now about the Washington football team and Dan Snyder.
He's got to go. Like people that don't know it, the Redskins gave like VIP.
You mean the football team?
The football team. The Washington football team. Can't say Redskins anymore. Sorry. But old habits die hard, Andrew. The Washington football team, they let like the VIPs go behind the scenes of their cheerleading shoot. And the video person, like, apparently videoed the cheerleaders. They didn't. I didn't have access to the Washington Post, so I didn't get to read the whole thing. But, like, I don't know if it was them.
Basically, there were shots of them where they were either nude or just like there were shots of them where, because I guess of the way it was shot, there were instances where there were glimpses of stuff that
and they cut it up.
NSFW and basically they cut it up, called it the good stuff outtakes, and gave it to Snyder.
He's got to go. Like. Right, he's got to go as an owner. He's got to go. Like that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
like that's
it. It's you know, with Gale Benson, there was this whole advising Priest thing. So you know that was kind of a scandal on its own. But you know, for the most part, I just feel like Gale Benson has done so much for the community, done so much for the underprivileged. Just always carries herself with grace and dignity and. She's always doing little stuff like this that makes me proud as a Saints fan to have her as an owner. I haven't always felt this way, you know, just proud of Saints ownership.
No,
she's
the best of the two owners the Saints have had. She spends whatever it takes to win, like John Meekum did, but. Unlike Meekum, she has hired and kept good people in place. So we've got the best of everything. Like there's nothing as a fan that there's nothing that you can say, I need you to do this for the Saints. There's nothing that she hasn't done. And just a final thought on Snyder, like he had the video person for Washington, depending on how explicit the video is, it's either softcore or hardcore porn, and they gave it to the owner. Like that's you got to go, Dan Snyder. Like you're done. Like if the NFL doesn't force him to sell, then they have no. Then I don't want to hear another word out of them about anything social related. But not to make this podcast that. But I if I had like 70s porno music, Andrew, I would play it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? and the Coast Guard. We think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Like, it's that's freaking, he's the owner. I mean, can you imagine that? Like, they give it, like, the guy comes in and is like, "Dan, I got the good stuff. Like, how creepy. Like, that's just creepy on, like, nine.
I'm not surprised.
Look at that guy.
It's a millionaire, billionaire that, you know.
It's a power thing, man.
It's never enough, you know.
Yeah.
When you have power, it's never enough. You want more and more and more. You keep pushing the limits. And it's a story as old as time. So it doesn't surprise me at all. And the way he's run that business, the way he's been at every turn, I mean, there's a reason why the whole city hates him, you know? So Dan Snyder, whatever's coming to him, like, he's got it coming to him, and he deserves
Washington
it. Karma will catch up.
Washington fans are probably rejoicing today.
Yeah.
They're like, yes.
But, you know, I can't get out of this podcast on a serious note without just quickly mentioning, I know we have listeners in the Lafayette,
yes,
Lake Charles, and just Louisiana-Texas border right now. And look, New Orleans is potentially going to get some storm surge, bad weather too. But, you know, just for everyone that's in the storm's path, I mean, we've been through this a million times. We know how this goes, but this one looks really bad.
Well,
and
this,
I know
we have listeners,
especially Jay Klein. I know you're going to work, and you're going to have to deal with your family and worrying about them. So I just want to let all you guys know we're thinking about you. Hopefully these podcasts help even a little bit. And, you know, I'm just hoping for the best.
Yeah, and I want to say, if you are from South Louisiana and you are of a certain age, you've lived through every kind of hurricane that was a disaster, that missed us, that didn't do what the experts said, and in most cases does. They had a word that I have never heard described for this hurricane, Hurricane Laura. They called it unsurvivable storm surge.
I've never seen that description before. That's terrifying.
I've never heard them describe a hurricane that way in South Louisiana. Maybe I just missed it or whatever, but unsurvivable storm surge. Be safe. Get out. Like I said, Jason, we're thinking of him, and we got a lot of listeners. We're thinking of all of you guys. And final note, we're going to end on a fun note. I should have done this at the top, but I didn't. If we get to 300 subscribers before the Tampa Saints Tampa Bay game, if we get to 300 subscribers, I will dress up like Freddie Mercury and sing "We Are the Champions" on a live stream. We need 50 more subscribers.
Oh my God, this has to happen.
So
that's
if
right
you're
out of
on
the Buddy D playbook.
If you are thinking about signing up and you're on the fence, sign up. Get us to 300. I will dress in full Freddie Mercury 1980s regalia with the vacuum and sing "We Are the Champions" going into the Tampa Bay game. But we got to have 300 subscribers to do it. So thanks for joining us, guys. I'm Ralph for Andrew. Everybody be safe for the hurricane, and we will see you again tomorrow.